Okay, sorry about
Love
that.
Love Talk Radio.
I just want to thank the man above for allowing this show to take place today, for waking me up this morning, for giving me the strength, the wisdom, and courage that I need to get by on a day-to-day basis. And I also want to give a big shout-out to GQ Palace Radio. Today is our one-year anniversary, and I want to say congratulations. Rich Money, it's been an honor and a pleasure. without his motives and without his drive, you know, GQ Palace would not even be in existence right now. So it's, you know, this is his plan, this is his show, and it's been an honor for all of our members, you know, just working with him and just staying encouraged and staying blessed. So I just want to give him a big, big, big shout-out for that. And what we're going to do this evening, we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back and start taking a couple callers.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and your soul, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
About the situation, but with every test, every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to test it, heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, mended my broken
heart.
I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and we're going to go to our first caller. That song was Byron Cage, Broken, But I'm Healed. We're going to take our first caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Minister Arthur L. Weathersby.
Hello, Minister Weathersby. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Hanging in there today. A little hard today, but I'm hanging in there.
Is that right?
Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
The Lord will see you through.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in to GQ Palace. Would you like to tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
I guess I can do that. Well, I'm a born believer, baptized believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been saved going on 17 years now, preaching the gospel for a little over 11 years. I'm retired. Going on 4 years come this July. Thank you, Jesus. but my focus now is in doing the will of the Father and doing the work of the Father that He has purposed for my life. And God is just doing some awesome things. I just got back from a week of spending time with my sister for my brother-in-law's homegoing celebration that we had, service that we had this past Tuesday. And God just showed up and does what he do. When He shows up, He shows out. From the time that I got there to the service and everything that happened thereafter until I got home. And He's yet still proving Himself in that manner today. So I'm just, it's amazing what the Lord will do for us when we just, all we have to do, and it's really simple, is just to be willing to be used by Him. And He will do what He says He can do, exceedingly abundantly above and beyond that which we can either hope or imagine. And I don't take no credit for myself, but I do give all the honor and praise and glory unto Him.
Amen. Amen. Do you have a testimony that you want to give this evening?
Well, you know, I have something here that happened to me since I've been home because I minister a lot on Facebook. And I was just answering a post that I saw, and then I got a message from a young child about a little less than 30, and she just said, "Hi, can I ask you a question?" And then we proceeded, and I said, "Yes, hello, yes, you can." And then she gave me a scenario about, someone that's struggling with issue of a sin that they keep trying to get away from, but they can't seem to get away from it, and she wanted to know what could they do. And then I just related to her what I knew that happened with Apostle Paul in that regard, and knowing that the only reason that that's occurring with anyone is when they're in a relationship with God, because if you're in the hands of the devil, he's not going to bother you.
That's right.
It's only when you're in the hands of God and God is moving in your life that you're going to be faced with these temptations that come up. And then she eventually, let know to me that it was her, because she gave it like a hypothetical. But I, the Holy Ghost revealed.
You knew.
Yes, I knew. But, you have to allow people to bring it to in their own timing when you're trying to minister to them. You can't go in there accusing and this, that, and the other. You listen, and God will reveal it anyway. And so as we got into it, I explained to her how you can overcome these things and what happens when the enemy does that. And then I just asked her basic questions to ensure where she was in the Lord, about salvation and whether or not she was baptized, and then whether or not she had a Bible. Then we talked about that, and she said she's ready. I said, well, if you're ready, then this is God's timing. Don't let the enemy beat you up about what you should have done or could have done back when, because that was not God's timing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And now was the time, because God allowed you to reach out to me. I think this child friended me some time ago. I don't know when, but she friended me, and I don't refuse requests. And I was talking to one of my nephews. I said, obviously, she read through things that she saw on my profile and some of the posts that I made, and the Lord let her know that I was somebody that she could go to with this, and he brought her to me. And so I told her my responsibility is to, which I am, I'm a nurturer and a protector, is to nurture you and to contribute with your spiritual growth and maturity. But I'm not going to give you Arthur. I asked her about her Bible for a reason, because I'm not going to give you no opinions based upon my philosophies or theology. It's just based upon the Word of God.
That's right.
And she was very receptive to that, and now I have another spiritual daughter. then, oh, my God, I was so blown away. I was looking at my posts, and then something told me to check out. Well, I shouldn't say something. I know what it was. The Holy Ghost always speaks to us. And he told me to go and look at my timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, when I did that, I saw this post. And I'm going to tell you, I have no problem with telling people this, because I know it's a myth that's associated with men. I can get very emotional. And I had no problem with that.
Right.
That's not an issue for me, because I know, I'm secure in who I am and where the Lord has me and who holds my future in the palm of his hands. But when I read this thing, it just struck me as something awesome. And I'll just read to you what it says. It says, amazing people do and say amazing things and has a heart after it. And it was a quote that I wrote on a post this morning that somebody had did, and I commented on it and reposted that thing. And I said, our past experiences are God's way of allowing us to grow, mature into our present, so that we can be able to visualize and ultimately move into our future in him. And then this child went to Amazon.com and picked up the profile, background information, and about my book that I wrote, and she copied and pasted that thing and forwarded it onto my pet timeline.
Wow!
Now, if I don't solicit that type of assistance from anyone, because I do believe God will provide, and I just could not believe, because it was the greatest thing that I could have. I mean, that's to me. I know that God has a way of revealing his attributes to us in various ways and forms, and here was yet another way of God affirming to me that he was pleased with my service.
That's right.
And that my witness is true. And that's my only concern. I'm not concerned about anything that anybody will try to come to me. And I can't be pumped up. My ego cannot be overblown, because that doesn't happen with me. I'm not built like that. I am humbled, and I'm just amazed at what God does when someone speaks this way about me, just based upon what they see, which is very important, because I'm more concerned about what people see in what I do or in what I say, not just what I say, but what I do, because it's not our talk that's important. It's more about our walk or our living. And that was just a confirmational testimony to me from God that let me know that I'm within his will and his favors upon me. And a whole lot of other things are going on as well that are just utterly amazing. But that could take you into a whole new program. And we will not do that. This is not the time. This is not the time.
Do you find that a lot of people, with you doing a lot of, you know, your ministry on Facebook, that a lot of people do just reach out to you, or do you know some of the people, or just, you know, like the young lady that reached out to you?
You know, a lot of them I do not know. That's the irony of it all. Because a lot of people do not know me. There's several people that know me extremely well from going back in the days when I was totally unsaved. But most people only know me based upon my relationship after my relationship with the Lord, which is close to 17 years come January 21st. So that's where a lot of people may know, that's on my page, will know me from. They don't know me when I was unregenerated and totally unsaved.
Right. So this is the new you, the new
yes.
saved you, the
yes.
living Christ-like and doing everything.
Amen.
That's excellent, because, you know, a lot of people will know us from what we used to do versus what we're doing right now.
And, that's a sad thing, because I know a lot of times what happens is that people will look at you and they want to project your past into your present. That never can happen to me, because you cannot make me feel ashamed of where I came from. As a matter of fact, I tell people quick, fast, in a hurry. I would not look to change anything that has occurred in my life, because, like I said in that post, I know what God uses my past experiences for.
Right.
That's
right.
What he used to prepare me to do what I'm doing today. So when I minister to someone about certain things that they may be going through, I'm not going to give them theory or theology or philosophy. I'm going to give them something that they can hold on to, because I've been there.
Right.
And I know the power of what God can do in your life. Even when you're totally unsaved, like I was at times, and the Lord had manifested itself in my life. When I got saved, the first week of salvation, I stood up in Bible study and did a testimony and says, I'm going to thank God retrospectively for what he did for me when I did not know him.
Right. Amen. Amen. And I always tell people that, you know, your past, you know, depending on what you did and, you know, where you're at in your life right now, that helps you, you know, be a better person today, you know, once you're able to accept God, you know, as, you know, your Lord and Savior, then you're able to project into progress, you know,
absolutely.
To doing better, you know, to
and,
doing better.
And besides, the Word of God says all things work together for good.
That's right.
To them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So the enemy cannot throw my past in my face and think I'm going to feel bad about that.
Right.
The Bible says all things, not some, not a third, not three-fourths, or not 99.9%, all things.
That's right.
So he cannot throw anything at me that I've ever done in my life that tells me that I should be walking around here feeling like Adam did after he fell. And the Bible says when he formed those fig leaves for him and Eve to cover up the sin that had occurred by his disobedience, he was found to be naked and ashamed. Where in the previous scripture, when God joined him and Eve together in marriage and they were joined in as one, and the Bible says they were both naked and not ashamed. And the Holy Ghost allowed me to see that when we're naked and we're not ashamed, that's only simply akin to the fact that when you confess and repent of your sins before the Lord your God, that
mm-hmm.
makes you naked. It makes you transparent. Mm-hmm. And then
okay.
that be the case, you don't need to be ashamed about anything. Because he says, what you've done, I will take that thing and throw it into the sea of forgetfulness. I'm never going to bring that back up again.
That's right. And the sad part is I wish that so many people would really understand that, you know, because when you minister, or just when you work with or you deal with so many different people, you know, they go through a lot of things where things are thrown back at them, you know,
right.
what they did or the person that they used to be. And so
right.
many people don't understand that, you know, no one's perfect. You know, everyone has sinned in one point of their life, to me. You know,
yes.
we haven't all been perfect. You know, and
absolutely.
That's, or anybody that's perfect, but you know.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you said that. That's a common phrase that I hear a lot, and I know it. And every time I hear it, it's like the Holy Ghost have me my ears on tune to hear that phrase come up. Because I again, my thing is I can point to people, you know, through the Word of God, where certain things that we hold on to that sound good and have maybe been traditionally said, we got to leave that stuff alone because it'll mess you up. It'll have you bound. There is nothing in the Word of God that tells me that God expects perfection out of us.
That's right.
Nothing. Nothing. Because from the very beginning, particularly after Adam fell, it was already decreed that when a man is born, he's born of many troubles. He's born into sin.
Mm-hmm.
That's imperfect. And the Bible lets me know that the flesh can never be saved. It's an imperfect thing, and the enemy uses that to enslave our minds and our spirits because he wants us to lock hold to this thing about being perfect and I'm only human. Well, you know what? That's no revelation to God. He knows what we are. He created us. And
that's
he
right.
knows that we're not perfect because if we were, he would not have had to send Jesus down here to redeem us.
Mm-hmm.
But however, so folks don't get it twisted, this ain't one of these get-out-of-jail-free cards that allow you to continue on with your wild after you come in the newness of Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, which a lot of us will tend to do because that's why they like to throw that script, those words out there, those phrases out there. This is what God expects of us. He expects of us to relinquish our will over to his will of the Holy Spirit. And when you subject yourself to the will of the Holy Spirit, the Bible lets me know that he will transform you through the renewing of your mind and creating in you within a clean heart, and he will perfect you in all things relevant to God in the faith. So therefore, when Jesus was telling several folks that he came in contact with and he healed them of whatever diseases or delivered them out of whatever demons that were possessing them, on occasion he would tell them, "Now go your way and sin no more." Did that mean they were ever going to sin again? No. But
no.
That thing that you just got delivered from, don't do it again.
That's right. That's right. Learn from your, but you know what? Learn from your mistakes. You know,
absolutely.
And keep moving on. We're going to go to a song real quick, and then we're going to take another caller. But stay on the line with me, okay?
All right. I'm not going anywhere.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Sometimes you have to speak victory during How many people are encouraged tonight?
And that was Donald Warren encouraged himself. Minister Weathersby, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
And we're just going to go to a caller.
Go ahead.
Welcome to GG Power Special Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Minister Teresa Sanders.
Hi, Minister Sanders. How are you?
I am blessed listening to you all, my dear friend, Minister Arthur.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? The Lord put something on my heart for you guys. That's just for anyone who's listening who just needs to know how they can stay in good graces with God and, you know, have their covering. I'm just reminded of David over in the book of Samuel. Just when you follow the Lord's order, you know, when you do what God has for you to do, how he will keep a covering over your life. Because what God has for us is just for us. And it just reminds me over in the chapter 16 of 1 Samuel, how Jesse had 8 sons, and he left David outside. You know, David was outside, you know, and he was tending to the sheep, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, and all 7 of these sons passed before Samuel, and Samuel said, none of these are the one. Okay, remember, God had already revealed to Samuel. This is the first thing I want to point out. When God has a calling for you, it doesn't matter what it looks like to you. God is going to make sure you get to it as long as you stay faithful, as long as you keep him first. God is going to make sure whatever he has for you, you receive it. The Lord put it in Samuel's spirit over here in 1 Samuel that none of these sons is the one. And he sent out for David. And when David came in, Samuel said, this is the one. Arise, this is the one. And he anointed David, you know, because God seen something so good in David. And because, see, if you're faithful to the Lord and you do what God has for you to do, your enemies are going to have to see the good in you. And if you just go throughout that book of 1 Samuel, the whole book is just amazing. It'll tell you different stories of how David and Goliath challenged and how David went on the war with the Philistines and how he kept the grace of God, you know, and how he didn't, at every single chance that he got, he acknowledged the Lord and he didn't go before him. See, God knew that this person would be able to make that decision, and your enemies will rise up against you. You have King Saul, who was so mad because of David's goodness. He had envy. You know, your enemy, the devil, is very envious of God's anointing. Remember, that's what got him kicked out of heaven. When we come under these demonic influences, that word envy, backbiting, and jealousy, and all that comes in. And because of the envy of something Saul could have had on his own, he could have been good, he could have been faithful, he could have had all these things, but not wanting to serve God, you know, not wanting to do what God had for him to do and take his time, he didn't have it. But see, how many of us know that the devil don't want you to have it either? So he sent out to kill David. And if you read on further in the story, when King Saul put the decree on David's life, Jonathan, Saul's very own son, asked his father, pleaded for another man, please do not kill him. Don't sin against him. He hasn't done anything to you. Please don't sin against your servant. And the people that were under King Saul seen the goodness in David, and he had favor with them. You know, even King Saul's very own servant could see the good in David. Now, mind you, King Saul wanted David dead. But now, God kept his promise that he would deliver your enemy into your hands. He would deliver your enemy into your hands. But now, let me tell you how good David is. Let me tell you how good David is and truly trust God. When David had the chance, even though he knew that King Saul wanted him dead, when David had the chance to kill him because God delivered him to him, he didn't. He cut his shirt and he remembered, I cannot do this because Saul is one of God's anointed. And if I touch him, I would be sinning against God's anointed. So, I mean, y'all got to realize, no matter what it looked like, even though he had the chance, he never sinned against God. When he had the chance, he just said, no, I'm going to trust God. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to let you live. And so Saul had no choice but to see the good in David. And so I told y'all that story just to tell you, we're going to go through things in our lives. Things are going to happen to us that we may not understand. You know, we're going to go through so many things in our lives. But if you can just praise God and pray to him, and you keep that goodness and that grace of God for you, he's going to deliver anything you go through, whatever enemy that rises against you. The Lord is going to prepare your table before you against them. Whatever you're battling on your own, just know that if you just pray and trust God, he is going to make sure, he is going to make sure no harm comes to you. He's going to deliver you up. And even your enemies are going to see, the enemies, the ones who lie wait for you, they're going to fall in those ditches that they dig for you. And God is going to make sure he delivers you. And whatever destiny that God has for you, he is going to make sure you receive it. But you have to do the part. You have to do your labor. That means you have to trust God, too. And you have to keep and stay on the path that God has for you. You can't get jealous or envious. There is no shortcuts to salvation. We have to all enter in through that straight gate that few will find, but many are going to search for. So I just wanted to tell that story because the David just reminds me of a person who's been in and who's been out, who's been up and who's been down, and truly trust God, never disrespect him, kept faith in him, and still honored him. And look at what God did. He made sure David escaped. He made sure David escaped. So we just got to understand. We got to understand things are going to happen. All hell may break loose around us, but we have a covering. God put a covering on David's life. He had 8 whole brothers, and all 7 of them passed, and he revealed that when God revealed to Samuel, this is not the one. He's going to reveal to, this is just showing the power of God's hand. He's going to show through other people, this is what I have for this person. He's going to send people in your life to help lead you and guide you. He's going to encamp angels around you. So there's no such thing. If you have God with you, you won't have no direction. When he says is trust him and lean not to your own understanding. And if you acknowledge him in all your ways, he's going to direct your path. The book says David was lowly. He didn't even look like king's material. You know, he was dirty. He was tending to the sheep. He was doing all kind of stuff. But God says this is the one. He revealed to Samuel, this is the one. And so Samuel didn't argue with God at the time. He went ahead and just went ahead and followed God's orders. But we just follow God's orders no matter what it looks like. If we have just a few dollars in our pocket or don't even have no money or if something's going on in our life, if we could just get out of our own mind and just focus on what Jesus has, follow him. What God has for us is for us, and it doesn't matter what stumbling blocks come our way. God is going to make sure we have it. This is a great story. If you just go to the first book of Samuel and just read David's story there, I mean, there's so much inspiration in that book. And then you'll have strength and faith by reading the Word of God, by hearing the Word of God. I just wanted to share that for anyone who's going through something. If you can just hold on and trust in God when he says he will never leave you or forsake you, it is going to be all right. It is going to be all right. Your darkest hour is going to come just before your sunshine and your light. Just trust God. No matter what it looks like, you will have the victory as long as you take Jesus with you. You praise him. That's the element that's conducive to him. Just keep praising him. He inhabits. That means he lives there. He lives in the praises of his people. So if you know if you have Jesus with you today, if he goes to tomorrow, if he allows tomorrow to come, you're going to go with him because you're resting in him. So just trust him today. Amen. That's all I wanted to say. And I thank God for that time, and I love you all so much.
Love you, too. You know I love you. You know I do. I have a question for both of you, actually. What words of encouragement would you give to someone who's having a hard time trusting in God?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Hey, I didn't hear.
What words of encouragement would you give to someone who's having a hard time trusting in God? Every Sunday and, you know, worship him and feel like he's, you know, in the presence at all times, but it's just having a hard time, like, fully committing and fully trusting in him. What would you, what words of encouragement would you give, or what advice would you give someone?
You said someone's having a hard time fully trusting in God?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. You said someone's having a hard time fully trusting in God, right?
Yes.
Okay, what I would say to that is not that they're not having a hard time trusting in God, because everything about God is love. What it is we have what you call learned behaviors. See, we see so many times things go wrong in our lives, and we automatically blame God for it. See, we got to understand is that it's not God that is doing anything for us. Even when we forsake him, he's never left us or never forsaked us. It's when we allow the everyone else's voice to override the Lord speaking to us, and so we're not hearing his voice and we're not following him. So it's not that they're having a hard time trusting in God. They've just been learning to follow follow the voices of the world, the behaviors of the world. But see, what they're going to have to do, the best thing I can tell them is they're going to have to begin to pray. They're going to first have to believe that God is there, because the only way that they can be even influenced, that's a demonic influence telling you not to trust God. And the only way that can happen is if you've already broken that covenant with God, or worse, never had it. And so you have to look around and look at what's going on and just decide. You got to fully understand who God is and what his love is all about, and understand the attributes of God, which is love, it's peace, it's so many. Everything good comes from God. So if you look around and see what you're going through, what you've been trusting in that led you there, you can safely conclude that wasn't God. So it's not that God that is not needing to be trusted. It's whatever they have been trusting that's got them in the state of mind they're in. Stop trusting that. You know, stop being easily discouraged and start being easily encouraged. And then if you look at the things that that are conducive to bring God in, like praising him and keeping faith in him, and everything that's good comes from God, then you'll find your way through God. The more you praise him, just like that story I just shared with you all about David, so much went around in his life, so many things. Or what about Job? You know, they really have to get into the word of God, because without knowing the word of God, the Lord says, if you don't, you err because you don't know me. You don't know the power of what I can do. You don't know my power because you don't know my word. So I don't know who that person is, but what I can safely say is they don't truly know God. If they say they don't trust God, then they couldn't truly know him. They're associating God with whatever they're going through, when God had nothing to do with that. He didn't bring them to their misery or their strife. They allow themselves to be led away and demonically influenced by Satan and his followers. And that's what led them to that. And so what they need to understand in their mind, that it wasn't God that does that. God wants you to be delivered. Because if he didn't, he wouldn't have sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to die for you. If God meant for you to be going through pain and hell and all this grief, he wouldn't allow his son to die for you. He means for you to be saved. He means for you to have his grace and his mercy that covers a multitude of your sins. So getting to know God, first identifying that God had nothing to do with what's going on. So it wasn't no reason to say, hey, I don't trust God, because God never done nothing wrong to us. If anything, we done everything wrong to him. So just understanding, just getting that mind frame, we got to handle the first, how did they come to the conclusion of not trusting God? You know, and we'll always be able to say, hey, well, God didn't have anything to do with that. That wasn't God that did that to you. You made the choice, and the truth may be hard to hear sometimes, but we make the choice to do what we do, you know?
Right.
We make the choice to do what we do. So we can't even blame Satan, because Satan only had the permission to influence us, but we make the choice. We make the choice, because when Jesus died, he took the keys from Satan in hell. Satan can't touch our spirit. He can only touch our mind. But we have the choice to say yes, Satan, or yes, God. So we have to understand the accountability. We have to understand just who. We have to look in the mirror and really take a self-examination. And that's hard for some people. They don't like to admit when they're wrong. Humility and humbleness is attributes of God, and it's required to enter into his kingdom. So we have to be humble enough to say, hey, look, I'm wrong. I messed up. You know what? Now, God, I need you to renew my mind. But until they can do that, it really ain't nothing you can say to them because it's not going to matter. It's really not going to matter. They have to want to. They have to want to and understand that there's going to be a sacrifice. God labored. Excuse me. Jesus Christ labored. Jesus Christ, our God, he labored. When he came and did his ministry, he went through things. They spit on him. They beat him. They locked him up. And they crucified our Jesus. No servant is greater than the master. So Jesus went through stuff, you know, so we got to go through stuff. But the problem with us nowadays, we don't want to go through nothing. We want everything given to us, and we don't want to go through it. The minute we go through something, oh, no, it's your fault. You did this to me. No. You're going to go through something. Those sacrifices that you're going to have to make, that kingdom, you don't understand. The Lord is trying to give you eternal life. You got to prove yourself worthy. You got to constantly study and show yourself so. Excuse me, I can't get it out. The devil, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You got to constantly study and show yourself approved.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my take on that. I'm long-winded. I know we're in a time limit. I'm going to be quiet and let you go. I love that question. I tell you what, I had to come to that realization myself, blaming everybody. Oh, God, why you do this to me, Lord? Jesus, oh, Lord, why you leave me, Lord? I always want to blame God. God ain't did nothing to you, not a thing. God, if anything, you better trust God. Not trusting God got you going through hell now. Not trusting God is why you're going through what you're going through. So that's true. That's the truth, and that's for me. That's for me. I can tell you, I can testify. I went through something until I trust God. Because one thing about it, he's not going to stop walking just because you stop following. He's not going to stop speaking just because you stop listening. He's going to keep on going and give you over to whatever you're going through because you're going to know, you're going to need him, or you're not going to make it without him. Praise God. I'm going to hush now.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, I'll tell you what my take on this is, and one of the first things that I'm going to be looking for from anyone that presents that something like that scenario, particular scenario to me, is I need to know what your level of understanding and relationship is with the Lord, because I have to be cognizant of the fact that everybody doesn't understand salvation as some of us that are more mature. As a matter of fact, even some mature folks do not really understand it. It's based upon how they were taught.
Amen.
The Word of God. And unfortunately, I know that in churches today, the Word of God is not being taught in the manner that will allow folks to be nurtured and grow and mature in their faith and their relationship. So as far as him understanding about trusting God, he needs to, whoever, he or she, what I would use is I would just ask them specifics about events or things that may have occurred in their lives and see, because all they got to do is just say it. They may not recognize it. There may be some events or things that occurred in their lives that indicate God was moving in their life, and how when they got to the point where they realized that they couldn't do something on their own, and then God came through. Trust is to be able to trust someone, you have to learn how to build a relationship. And unfortunately, not too many people understand the difference between having a position with the Lord and a relationship with the Lord. A lot of our people believe that all I got to do is just confess and repent my sins and receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'll be saved and show up on Sunday for worship, and I'm good to go, and pay my tithes, and I'm good to go. But that's not it.
No,
that's not it. God desires that we have a personal, close relationship with him. And we need to, or anyone that's involved with ministering from a leadership position, that's the focus that you need to have when you're dealing with your people. I mean, God clearly, outlined that. Jesus himself, when he spoke to Peter and asked him the question three times, mm-hmm. Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my flock. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my flock. Third time, Peter, do you love me? And I know Peter got righteous and indignant the way he always will with his, he kind of bold-mouthed. He'll just shoot off at the handle. Lord, you know I love you. Feed my flock. Teach them. Let them know, because as Hosea 4:6 clearly says, my people are perishing for lack of knowledge. It's not that they're not trying to know. It's not that they're not trying to know. They need to be taught. They need to be nurtured. There needs to be patience involved in that nurturing. Sometimes you're going to have to stand before folk and give the same message over and over and over again. Jeremiah, 70 years, preached to the Hebrew folks, said, listen, repent or this is what's going to happen to you. And everyone always hangs their hat on what Noah did for 100 years, talking about it's going to rain. God, and that's not a bad thing. That's really not a bad thing, because God wants to make sure that we know it. That's the purpose of the scripture: study to show yourself approved, rightly so that you can rightly divide and understand the word of truth. So that when temptations come up at you, you know what to do, like Jesus did when he was tempted in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. Had he not had a personal relationship with the Lord, he would have given in. But what he realized was, it ain't my power, it ain't my strength. I'm here in my natural state as a human, and he said, it is written.
Amen.
It is written.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get someone to learn how to trust God. It's a process, because transforming us from our natural state to our spiritual state is a work, and that's why God had the sanctification process in place. It's going to take time. Now, this is not denoting or diluting the power of God, because I know that at the point of salvation, initial salvation, the Lord has the ability, and he does have that power to deliver us of every single thing that we have that that binds us if we give it over to him. But we don't.
Right.
We don't. That's why grace and mercy abounds. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. The Lord has given us opportunities to get it right. And you know what? Situations and circumstances in our life that the Lord will permit to come our way when we don't fall in line, those are the things that God uses to get us to the state where we start to trust him, where we start to learn how to trust him. I love this song. I mentioned this on several times with several people I talk to, because God, what he does for me, he'll take things and show me natural things, and I'll listen to natural things, but I can flip-flop that thing into the spiritual just quick as a heartbeat. Stephanie Mills has that great song that I found out was written by this here great woman of God, who some people may not know she's a great woman of God now, but I've learned to I've learned to respect the power of love that states Stephanie Mills sings. That song was written by Reverend Dr. Angela Wimbush, who used to sing back in the day. You know, she was married to which one of the Isley brothers? The Ronnie Isley, I believe. Yeah, Ronnie Isley. She was married to him of late. And she went through some serious issues and health issues, and God did a move on her life of something that was, just supernaturally, miraculously. She done turned her whole situation around, and she has a divinity in theology degree. And she wrote that song. But what God showed me was, is I learned to respect the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
And how did I come to that understanding? My experiences with him.
Right.
That has God. When you get experience with God and he allows you to go through some situations in your life, there's a reason why you go through that.
That's right.
And
right.
It prepares you. So it will bring people to that state. I will not handicap someone that's going through issues with dealing with issues like that, because I'm gonna let you know, I'm gonna encourage you that I'm not gonna beat you down, because the enemy's already beating them down.
Well,
you know, you're not really saved. You don't trust God. Because the enemy believes that he can do to us just what he told God that he would do to Job. That he would have Job. Just take that hedge from around him. Stop blessing him. That's the only reason why he's serving you the way he's serving you. If you do that, I will have him curse your name to your face. But God said, God knew that he knew Job. He knew, although Job and God never had that kind of a relationship where they spoke, in the spiritual on a continual basis. He didn't have that. Job just believed God. He trusted and believed God, and God knew that was not going to happen, because God is omniscient. The devil ain't, but God is, and God just told him, just don't kill him. Don't kill him physically, but anything else, I'm going to let you go at him, because he knew the strength of Job and his faith. Because he trusted God. Even after his friends came and tried to jack him up under the guise of coming to be with him, and when they came upon him, he's laying prostrate on the ground petitioning God. They got down there with him like they was with him, and as soon as he raised up, they jumped him. But Job was steadfast. because of his relationship that he had with the Lord. He believed and he trusted God. That's a process. We don't, and you know, just think about it. God uses things from our natural experiences to bring us into what he uses, what he does for us in our spiritual. And trusting is trust is not something that you just give to somebody overnight.
Mm-hmm.
That's built. That's built upon your experience with them. And for some people, they don't even realize that they are actually in an experience with the Lord. I know that for a fact because for many years I was unsaved until I was 43 years old. I gave that testimony at the very beginning that when once I got saved and realized that God was operating in my life, even when I was an unregenerate sinner, I stood up in the test. I stood up in the first week of a Bible study that I attended, and I retrospectively thanked the Lord for what he brought me from, what he delivered me from and saved me from because I understood it. Everybody doesn't understand at the same level, and I will never handicap anybody for what level they understand or how they get to that point. All I know is that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. It's not according to Arthur's time or anybody else's time. It's according to God's time and his will, and all I know is that his will is good, it's acceptable, it's perfect.
That's right.
That's how I approach that.
That's right. Well, the reason the question came up is because I have a coworker at work, and she doesn't, she's made like little comments, once in a while, but then, I was telling her about Spiritual Sunday, and she's like, yeah, but you know what, I thank God on Saturday. So I'm like, oh, okay, I don't judge anybody. I'm like, okay, no problem, I said, well, if you want to call in, call in on Sunday, from 7 to 9. And she said, but, Ms. Polite, I don't believe in God. And I'm like, huh? I didn't know that, but now I know, now I know that. And she said, yeah, I just have a hard time trusting him, accepting him. I've been through all this in my life, and I'm thankful that I'm alive, but who do I owe that to?
Right.
So we sat, we sat and we talked a little while, and I just told her, I said, yeah, but you owe that, to God. Waking up every morning, that's you giving, him giving you another day, him blessing you with another day. And as we sat and we spoke, you can always tell when you're getting through to someone and when you're not getting through to someone. I could tell I really wasn't, I really wasn't getting through to her because, she's almost 40 years old, so she felt like, this is my answer. I've lived this way. This is how I'm raising my kids. And I never tried to steer anyone wrong. I just offered the words, of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we're talking, I just said, I'm going to ask this question, on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to do is I'm going to give you the number. You call in, you listen in. If you miss it, I'm going to send you the archive. So this way you can
praise
hear the
God.
Answers.
But
you know what
I would say to her? God is moving in her life. That's why the conversation came up.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is already moving in her life.
Amen.
And
if
that's all right that she does not believe. Because the Bible says that how can you believe in him that you've never seen? And how can you faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he be preached unless he be sent? Somebody has to share the word of God with her to begin that believing process.
That's right.
That has begun.
Right.
That has begun.
So that's how, that the topic, the question came up, and I was, I really wanted an answer to give her, on the spot, but then I didn't want to push the issue at all. So I just said, I'm going to tell you, about the shows on Sunday, and then, you can call in if you like. If not, then I'll just, share the link with you so that you're aware, this is the answer that I received.
Mm-hmm.
I can always come back and tell you, but I want you to hear it, from
Amen.
The people of God. I want you to hear it from them. Don't just hear it from me and take my word on it. Just be able to listen, to other people's feedback on it. So that's, how the...
Well, let me tell her this. Can I say one thing?
Sure.
And I could just I pray this encourages her. First of all, you have to start with belief, and that's something that you already naturally have as a person. We believe what we want to believe. Faith is supernatural. Faith is supernatural because it's unseen, and faith-to-faith influences the unseen. And like Minister Arthur just said, faith comes by hearing the word of God. Well, in order to hear the word, you got to believe the word exists. You got to make the choice to want to hear it in the first place. You have to believe. You know, no one can reveal God but God. We got to understand that it's the anointing that comes over us when we read, when we speak the word. The anointing is God's manifest presence. It's of his Holy Spirit. It's the manifest presence of God's Holy Spirit for an assignment or a function that he may have you in. And her function is, right now, is to learn more of God. That's like, I thank God for GQ Palace. You know, if I didn't believe that I could be blessed, you know, by God, I would not have called in. And see, by me calling in that time, and I was able to make a connection with Minister Arthur Weathersby, you know, he's been on my conference line, and he spoke, you know, and just because I believed, the Lord has set up people in your life. If you will take one step, God will help you. You know, if you start walking, even if your feet hurting or whatever, if you have a belief in your mind to just trust God and just try, he'll help you along the way. And, like, I'm still learning. I'm a minister in training, you know. Even though I have my license, I'm constantly in training, always learning. And, see, the Lord put you there, Lavina. You know, like you said, the Lord sent you to my page. Okay, you passed the torch. Hey, I want you to call in. Well, I had to do my part. That's where the labor comes in. See what I'm saying? I had to make the choice to call the number, and I got hooked up with Minister Arthur. You know, see what I'm saying? And so we make the choice to call in, and the Lord put him in my life. He's truly an angel, a blessing. Y'all are truly angels and blessings, but I had to make the choice to take a step, you know,
right,
and not worry about what's going on or how it is. So I want to commend her for even asking. She had a belief that she could be helped by asking you the question. So I agree with Minister Arthur. You don't beat the person down, or you don't trust God. We know how that is. So, you know, and that's why so many of us don't go to church today. He truly, I loved what he said about how it's a learned behavior in a church. I mean, we go and we pay our money, we pay our tithes, and the preacher would have you think everything's going to be okay. As long as you put that money in that plate, you know, it's going to be all right. And that's not it. You got to get to know God. We got to get to know God. So I truly, truly, I thank God. I mean, just when every time I call in and listen and get poured into, and just to encourage her, I had to make the choice to call in. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
I had to make the choice in order to receive the blessing. So you got to make a choice. You got to step out. And it's always going to be your choice. But now, I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be easy, because I'd be lying to you. Oh, the devil's going to touch your mind. He's going to tell you all kind of things. But you have to go by what you see with your spiritual eye. In order to have a spiritual eye, that means you go and you hear the word of God. And one thing about it, you may not be as experienced as me or the next person, but the more you go, the more the Lord will lead you. He'll guide you. And so when you listening to this call, it's the Lord pouring into you. And the more you go, the more your faith will be strengthened, and he'll reveal himself to you. Make no mistake, no one can reveal God to you but God. No one but God. We can set the elements, we can praise, you know, we can set the environment for him to dwell, but he'll reveal himself to you. He'll give you that with his anointing. So in his anointing, remember, it's his manifest presence of the Holy Spirit for
Amen.
Your assignment. And right now your assignment is to learn more of him. So
Amen.
Keep seeking him. You're going to be just fine, and he's going to keep you covered.
Amen. And I just had one little small addendum to add what I said earlier and what Minister T just finished saying, is that here's what I know in the word of God. Well, I'm not going to handicap her. Jesus Christ, in his earthly ministry, picked 12 disciples, and they walked, slept, talked with him, ate with him. 24/7 they were with him. Up through the time that he died, up and through his resurrection, they did not believe who he said he was. Oh, every now and then the Holy Ghost would come upon them, and they would get an anointing, and then they would say something that, well, thou art the Christ, as Peter said, thou art the Christ, the anointed one of God, the Messiah. And then Jesus says, flesh and blood didn't reveal that unto you, but my
yes.
Father in heaven. They personally did not believe.
Mm.
They ran away when Jesus got captured. Peter denied him 3 times after Jesus had told him. He said, you know, Satan desires to sift you as wheat, but I pray for you that you might be strong, and when you're strong, that you can strengthen the brethren. 3 times he denied him. And when Jesus got captured and beaten and everything that they did to him, and then they hung him on the cross, they all ran except for one, the disciple that Jesus loved. who stood at the foot of the cross with his mother and the other women. It was only after his ascension, and when Jesus gave them the command, listen, what you need to do is go and get to this one place, all of y'all, not just the 12, but he had over 120 of them that were disciples. Go get to this one place and wait for the power.
Mm-hmm.
And once the power comes upon you, then you're going to be witness of me. And
that's
the day of Pentecost, the Bible indicates that the Holy Ghost fell down on everybody.
Everybody.
And there was all, it came from various points of the world. They just didn't come from Jerusalem. They came from Asia Minor, all over the world, mostly Jews. They were Jews and proselyte Jews. They came. The gospel was preached. The Bible says that they all began speaking in various tongues, which is languages. They all spoke in their own language, and everyone understood one another, and they did all manners of things that were according to the gospel, and then they went out from there, and they started churches.
Yes.
So my point is that God does things in his own time, and
mm-hmm.
just because you ain't getting it now, that's all right. Just keep on getting close, because the Bible says that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek after him.
Diligently, amen.
So you just
amen.
keep on striving to get a close relationship with him, and I can honestly say within my spirit that process has already begun, because God has already begun a good work in you by
mm-hmm.
allowing you to speak up and say, even just by saying, I don't believe. That's an honest. That's a,
yes.
a lot of folks are not willing to be honest with themselves. They will not say, I don't believe. They'll say something
mm-hmm.
like, I know God. The devil knows him. God doesn't
mm-hmm.
want you to know him. He wants you to be
right.
in a relationship with him. So
that's
she
right.
said a great thing. I'm encouraged by that. I'm not discouraged
yeah.
by what she says. I'm praying that she's listening, because what I know is God will move. And once he starts moving in your life, because he's brought you to a point where he's ready to bring you on in, oh, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He's going to take you to places you ain't never been before.
That's
right.
Nor have imagined.
Right.
But then once you get in there, you're going to know it all, because he's going to reveal it to you.
Well, could I add one more small thing before you go? This is so important. The Holy Spirit just gave me
sure.
that I forgot to say. She's actually getting it right now. She's getting it through glory. See, faith and glory is synonymous. Faith and glory are the same. The only difference is glory is the visible manifestation of God, of faith. Excuse me. Glory is the visible manifestation of God, and it's how faith is revealed to people like her, you know, who have that problem, who need something to grab a hold to. See, what we're doing now, we're glorifying the Lord, and these are the elements that are conducive to set the environment for God to dwell. We praise him by glorifying him, by worshiping him, you know, and by serving him with the physical things we do. Us talking right now, her coming to you, this is glory. The people that are set up, Minister Arthur Weathers, to you, Miss Lavina, you know, the people in her life that led her to you and lead her to listen now, this is called glory right here. This is glory. This is the visible manifestation of when you believe, this is what God is going to do. He's going to send you glory, glory. And that's the difference in faith. It's visible. It's what you can see. God will give you the glory that falls upon you. Like Minister Arthur was just saying about them speaking in tongues and stuff like that in those different countries, it fell upon them. They were able to see the evidence because of the faith that they didn't, that they believed in their mind. The Lord gave them glory that they can see by everything they believe. You know, and so this right now, just in the now, if you just keep believing, God is giving her glory right now of us on the phone. He's sending his spirit through us, speaking through us, and ministering to her. You know, by you, Lavina, you thinking enough to trust God and say, hey, look, I'm going to bring this onto the line. I believe that God is going to put the answer into some of these callers that call in, and the glory is going to be revealed. So, see, it comes, the faith comes first and then the glory, you know, and we all flowing under the anointing. And we got to understand that God the Father is the anointer, and Jesus the Son is the anointed who administrates the anointing. You know, and everyone is different. We're functioning in the self-same spirit, which is Jesus Christ. See, Minister Arthur has his function. I have my function. Our anointing is the same. We just have two different assignments. But you recognize the goodness, the joy, and the glory because we're under the same authority, which is Jesus Christ.
It's not, so you would know the difference if you, if he's under the devil or I'm under the devil, it's going to be different. We're going to conflict. We're not going to be in harmony with each other. So this is the glory she's seeing. And the Holy Spirit just gave me that to say. And I pray she is getting this. Well, I'm going to say I know, because it's power in our tongue. Life and death, I know she's going to receive this. I know she's going to receive this, because a lie don't stand, but the truth lasts forever. I know she's going to receive this glory that she's getting, and her faith is going to be strengthened, and she's going to have the praise and the victory with the Lord. She just keep on going. She just keep on going. So I thank God for you, Christina.
And one last encouraging thing, and I'm going to just get out of that, because if not, I will be going on forever and ever. I tell you, God, is that good? But you know,
let me take a quick caller first, and then we'll continue, okay?
Okay.
Hold on one second. Welcome to GQ Palace.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Amen and amen and amen. I've been listening to the show. Oh, gosh, I have so much to say. I'm jumping for joy. I am feeling the spirit of the Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
I am giving honor to God first and foremost for awakening me today and planting my feet on solid ground. I am grateful for the GQ Palace show this evening. I'm grateful for all you wonderful people who have been speaking. Thank you. I am learning more and more. I am able to pass the word on and be a better person myself. God bless you all.
Thank you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
God bless you, too.
Amen.
Do you guys want to offer any words of encouragement?
Yeah, just one last thing that I had, and just as though that it concludes with what we've spoken to for me, and it sort of combines with what Minister Teresa was talking about. I look at the Apostle Thomas in this respect. The Apostle Thomas, on the day of the resurrection, had two accounts of Jesus' resurrection brought to him. First, he had the women who left from where they were to go to complete the burial process according to the Jewish custom, Hebrew custom, because when they buried Jesus Christ, they buried him on the Sabbath day, so they could not complete the burial process. They left with all the oils and everything to anoint and properly dress the body for the Jewish Hebrew burial. They came to the cave, saw the door was removed, and the Lord wasn't there. They came hysterically running back to him, we didn't see the Lord. That's number one. Peter and John, they went to see. Peter comes back. He gives his account. And what Apostle Thomas knew was that Peter, you denied him three times. That's what I know. Now you tell me he's risen. Peter said, Apostle Thomas said, listen, I'm not going to believe none of this until I see this for myself. I need to touch him. I need to be able to feel the nails in his hands and the prints in his side. And I need to touch him. I need to see him for myself. And when Jesus appeared amongst them all, Jesus told him, Thomas, touch me. And Thomas did. And he believed. And Jesus says, well, happy are you because you believe because you saw. But happy are those that believe and don't see. And when I look at this, and Thomas has been beat up so bad that I stand up for him because he's been vilified. They've even given him a misnomer, doubting Thomas. No, he did the right thing. We all need to know Jesus Christ for ourselves. The testimony of everybody else, how all well and good it may be, cannot save you. It cannot save you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a personal relationship with him. So therefore, you need to touch the Lord. And how do you touch him? You touch him by studying your word. You touch him by prayer. You touch him by worship, attending worship services, attending the various classes, Sunday school, Bible study. You do meditation. You do daily devotionals. That's how you touch the Lord. That's how you diligently seek after him. So my encouragement to the person would be just continue to seek God, and he will reveal himself to you in the way that you need to know that it is him.
Mm-hmm.
And the testimony of everybody else is going to do you well because we're overcome by the testimonies of the saints, but that's not going to save you.
That's right.
It's not going to save you. And there ain't nothing wrong with your reaching out. That's God. That's God right there. Mm-hmm. Because he sent her to the place that she needed to be, sent it directly to you, and then you brought it out, and we're just expounding on what we know, how God can reach somebody and how God can move in their lives, because the power belongs to God to do all things. Some plant, some water, God gives the increase, and he only does it in his own time. In the fullness of time is when it happens, not according to any type of timetable that we try to set for people, or they try to set for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's God. It's all about him. It ain't about us.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
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 Well, caller, I do thank you for calling in this evening.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome anytime. You're welcome anytime. We're going to go to a song real quick, and then we're going to take another caller, okay?
Trying to get across the street. It could have been me living in a street, y'all. It could have been me with no food on my table to eat. But you know what? Cause it could have been me. Lord, I thank you right now.
At the hospital, and the minister Bradford and
The other ones were on the phone. We kept saying, just speak it, just speak it. And I remember she started speaking it. And I praise God. That's why she went home.
That's
why she went home. This is the glory that comes when you have faith. Because she had to believe she could be healed when she started calling on God. And then the glory comes. This is glory that you see. I don't know who that caller was, what woman who wanted to know. But right here, this is the evidence. This is glory. What she's doing now, the Lord told death to stand back and say, hey, God is the only one that can do that. So I thank God. I just had to point that out. Praise God. I'm happy. I'm happy, sister.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And like I said, I know it was God.
Yes.
And nobody else. I mean, you know, because I was gasping for breath when I was talking with you all. When I got ready, I mean, they took me right in. But it was just like my, you know, I was like, you know, and when they sent me on that table, it was like my breathing was like, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, and my friend that was with me, he was like, wait a minute. They didn't give you no medicine. I said, I had medicine, but it wasn't from them. My only doctor gave it to me. And he was like looking at me like, what are you talking about? I said, baby, it's God. I said, he already put medicine up in me. You know, I said, it's nothing but so much they can do for me right now. Send me home. Even though they wanted to keep me, I said, no, I don't need to stay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to say, like I said, I just want to thank God for delivering me. Period. Mm-hmm. You know, for what he has done and what he has planned for me.
Right.
Amen.
What he will continue to do for you, you know. Do you want to give a little bit of your testimony for those people who are not familiar with the song, It Could Have Been Me?
Well, yes, because, you know, like I said, not ashamed of what I've done in my life.
Right.
But I was strung out on crack cocaine. But God delivered me from that too.
Right.
Anybody that's out there, whatever you're going through, I don't care how big, how small you think it is, it can be done. But you got to give it over. You got to turn it over to God and trust that He would do it. That's the only way I got through it. I could have been the one in jail with nobody to go my bail. I could have been the one on my sick bed. You know, and the doctor could have shook his head, and I could have been in my grave. But God made death behave. And I'm a living testimony to tell you, it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Just trust in God and believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Can I just say something real quick?
Yes, you can.
That's just an awesome testimony that she just gave, and the Holy Spirit just allowed me just to hear something that was resonating in everything that she said. When we get to the state of understanding and believing but God, and that's when we come to the point where we realize that, you know what, in my weakness, God, you're made strong.
Yeah.
Then it becomes God time. And then that's when we can step back, get out of the way, move, get out the way, stand still, and just look at and see the salvation of the Lord.
Yes.
And he says, I can do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond that which you can either hope or imagine. Just believe and get out of the way.
That's right.
And when you place it in his hands, leave it there.
And that's what I did. I had to.
I know you did, because I can tell. That's what I heard.
I was headed for self-destruction.
That's what I heard.
I know I was headed for self-destruction, but He didn't allow me to be self-destructive.
Right?
He made me whole, you know. And I thank God. And my sister is a minister, so I have a lot of encouragement. I'm the baby of eight, you know. And my mother and father were God's children. We all God's children, but they didn't play when it came to church. They didn't play. So I was raised up in the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, now I have my sister. You know, and when I don't understand things at times, even if it's wrong or whatever I'm going through, I'll call on God first, and I'll call her and be like, Sissy, I need prayer. This is what I'm going through. But I thank God that I haven't touched drugs, crack cocaine in years. Over eight years or more. You know, even when I got into trouble, you know, I was looking at 21 years. Mm-hmm. But God brought it out that I only did 3 years supervised probation. That was in the 80s. You know, and I slipped up. But the last time I slipped up, I won't slip up no more because he's. I know that he gives us chances.
Yeah.
But I got to give him back to what he's given me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a reason to slip anymore because he's there for me and he's taking it out of my life.
Mm.
And it's the thing that I'm working on now is my smoking. I'm praying about that because I have to get rid of the smoking. I got to get rid of it out of my life. That's got to go because it's causing health issues as well. And, you know, I just want you all to pray that he would deliver me from that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you
and he will, sis. I'm just mindful of what happened with the man that had been infirm for 38 years, and they brought him to the pool of Bethesda every year at a certain time of the year because the angel of the Lord would come and trouble the waters, and whosoever would got in there quick, fast, in a hurry got healed. And Jesus came upon the man who was laying down on his bed of affliction, and Jesus said, well, what's going on with you? He gave the story. Jesus told him to rise. He said, would you be made whole? He says, yes, rise and take up your bed and walk. And simply all that means is that while this man has been waiting for 38 years for a miracle to happen, Jesus says, your miracle is here. Just believe me and trust me and get up and walk. You don't need no man to take you somewhere that I'm already going to take you to because I'm the one. I don't need nobody to work on my behalf.
All right,
man.
God, and I'm God all by myself. And another thing that I would say is that this is a good point also for that young child that may be listening in.
Mm-hmm.
Trust. We're talking about trusting God. God has delivered you from drugs, and guess what? When you're ready, he will deliver you from those cigarettes because you already know the power of God.
Amen.
He's
yes,
delivered
I
you
do.
From the drugs. You don't need somebody
yes,
to pray
do.
For you for that. All you have to do is just get it in your mind, and that's okay, sis. It's in God's own timing. It's in God's own timing. He'll bring you to that point. When you decide that, you know, Lord, I'm trusting you for these cigarettes, I'm sitting these cigarettes down, I'm putting them down, just like you said when you was at the hospital, and I'm putting it in your hand, and then just stand still and watch because you've already got a reference for this. You got an experience.
All right. Amen.
That's what
Amen.
Our experiences are about.
Amen.
To give us a reminder of what God can do so you know.
Yes.
You know him already.
Yes, I do.
It's a done deal.
Yes.
Whenever it's the fullness of times come for that to happen, it's a done deal.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you. I'm just filled right now. The tears has turned into a smile, you know, but they was tears of joy.
Yes,
because every time I hear that song, I every Sunday I used to post it up in the group.
Every Sunday, faithfully, you need to post it. You can always tell when something's wrong because you don't post it. So that's how I know.
There's a good crowd of witnesses.
Yeah, and now, you know, Rance Allen, it's you that I trust.
Woo.
I mean, I could go on and on and on. The songs that's actually my testimony, and I know. You know, I've been healed. I've been healed many times, and he's still healing me each day. Every time he wakes me up, I'm being healed.
That's right.
There was a song that was played earlier, sis, that really goes along with what you're saying, and all you got to do is just wrap yourself around that, and I'll see that you like gospel music.
Oh,
encourage
I
yourself.
That's
encourage
right.
yourself.
I will.
There
That's
it is honorable. Right there.
No. I will. You know, and I just want to say I love you guys. Stay blessed. I will keep you all in prayer as well as you keep me in prayer.
Amen.
That's right, and we will. And thank you for calling in.
Lord,
no
we're
problem.
Gonna go, we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to take another caller, okay?
Amen.
All right.
My.
Mm-hmm.
Have mercy, Jesus. Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Minister Weathersby, that song was for you. We spoke
you
about
know,
it.
You know, I'm telling you, when I was listening to the lyrics of that song, because I'm very lyrical, I listen to words outside of the beat and everything else. That is a spiritual song, and now that I know the relationship between Angela Wimbush and God, she intended it to be that way, but she had to sell it for commercial reasons. The power
right.
of love, we know God is love.
Mm-hmm.
She learned to
That's
respect
right.
that thing, and Stephanie Mills sings it.
That's right.
She knows, too. She was reared in the church.
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
learned to respect the power of love. When it came on, I almost, and this would be a miracle if I had jumped up out of this chair. I almost
mm-hmm.
jumped up out of this chair and ran out here and started preaching on the balcony. God, folks need to understand that when you come unto the knowledge and understanding of Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you know what he's done in your life, you learned. Because God allows that learning to happen through your experiences, the power of God and his love. Oh, my God, greater love has no man than when he lay down his life for a friend. Ooh, Lord have mercy. We can shout right there.
Amen. We're gonna take another caller, okay?
Ooh, go ahead.
Welcome to DC Power Spiritual Sunday.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing this evening?
All right, sir.
All right. I want to mainly say, you know, I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. But mainly, I was going through so much at one time. I mean, so much. It's like everything was just coming down at me at one time. And I was actually about to just give up and just be like, you know what, forget the whole thing. I don't want to be bothered no more. And my fiance, she was like, you know, let's, you know, just pray on it. Everything's going to work out. She was like, I'm praying for it. Everything's going to get better. Everything's going to get better. And as time went on, things started getting a little better at a time. So it escalated into a more better thing. And, you know, that's why I wanted to come on tonight, you know, and thank God and thank my fiance and all the people that stuck by me when I was down. You understand?
Mm.
And it's a good feeling to have, you know, when you have that support from people to make you realize how, I know somebody had came on and they said, I think it was her friend or something, was it Miss Lavina that had said her friend don't believe in God. And sometimes you do get that feeling. But then when you realize it and you start praying and you see things start actually happening on a positive note, you lose that feeling.
Right.
You understand? You actually lose that feeling where, okay, there is a God. There is somebody that's looking over me. There is somebody that's watching over me. You understand? Just like they say, nobody woke you up this morning. The TV didn't wake you up. Your husband, your wife didn't wake you up. That man above you woke you up this morning.
Right. Amen.
And
Amen.
I just want to say, you know, I thank the Lord, and I thank the fact of y'all just being on the line. And, you know, to make things more in a positive note for me, to make me keep going in that strive, I would really appreciate it both of y'all said a prayer for me.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Oh, and I also have a request. Can I hear Marvin Sapp praise him?
Yes, praise him in advance. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I believe I can make that happen for you. Yes.
And that's mainly what I want to say to everybody.
I believe you can too. Lord have mercy.
And that's mainly I just wanted to say to everybody.
Praise the Lord.
And God is good.
Yes, sir.
All the time. Minister Sanders, you're kind of quiet there. You ready with your prayer?
Yes, I was listening. I was just listening. It's, I believe I know who that is.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, he got me good the very first time. I had called in as a special guest. He got me good.
Yeah. And you can actually hear it. And, Mr. Sam, you hear the difference from before to where it was now. If you understand, I'm pretty sure you understand what I mean. So now I'm getting that lift up spirit back where, okay. You know, so.
Now, Minister Weathersby.
Yes.
That is. Rich Money. He's the owner of GQ Palace Radio.
Well, praise the Lord.
That, that's who that voice is that, that we're talking about. And when Minister Sanders was on as a special guest, he called in, and she said, oh, he got me good because she didn't recognize the voice.
He snuck up on me on purpose.
No, I don't normally call in. I might listen, or sometimes I might be taking care of business, you know, trying to keep everything running. But if I feel like I really need to call in and I need to speak, I feel like, okay, that's what I'm going to do. You know, regardless of that, who I am, CEO, you know, everybody has situations where they need to speak to that man above.
Amen.
Right. Right, amen. Now, before before we do the prayer for you, I just want to tell you congratulations on the one-year anniversary of GQ Palace Radio.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
Today is the one-year anniversary, and I just want to say congratulations, and it's been an honor working with you, you know, working for you and being a part of the team. And, you know, with the grace of God, many blessings will come. You know, we just have to always stay humble, and prayer changes things.
And I also want to thank everybody that's part, everybody that called in, because this is actually one of the reasons that keeps me going as well. You know, the host of the radio show period, the ministers that call in on every show, that's 5 days a week. I appreciate everything. Y'all actually what keeps me in stride, to get the headaches going away, speaking to the man above, and I really thank all the hosts, Lavina, Steph, the mayor, Minister Sanders, Arthur Lee, I thank all y'all. I thank all y'all for calling in, and the host as well, and all the listeners.
Okay. Amen.
We thank God for you, man of God.
Thank you.
Are we ready for the prayer, or are we?
Yes.
Whenever you guys are ready.
Okay, I'll go first. Let's just think about the Lord right now. Everything in your mind that you're doubting, just do away with that right now and focus on what you need from God. And let's just get our minds in the atmosphere of the Lord. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much for another day, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for each and every caller on this line tonight, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Rick and his family. Lord, I thank you so much for depositing the vision of this call in his mind, Lord Jesus, that he said yes to you, that he had the belief, Lord Jesus, that he could be blessed by him coming forth and being so transparent, Lord Jesus, and saying, hey, I need help. Oh, Heavenly Father, you said if we just seek you, that we will find you. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you so much. I thank you so, so much for your grace and your mercy. Lord, touch his mind right now, Heavenly Father, as people will be coming to him in every single form, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, let him know that he's a walking tabernacle, Heavenly Father, and the anointing that you put over him. Oh, Heavenly Father, Satan is attracted to that anointing, Lord Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, guide his mind. I pray for direction for him right now, Lord Jesus. Discernment right now, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, Satan is going to rise against him with all manner of evil, Lord Jesus. Give him the wisdom, Heavenly Father, to see. Give him a spiritual eye to see, Heavenly Father. See those wolves in sheep clothing, Lord Jesus, that are coming at him even now, Lord Jesus. And give him the power, Heavenly Father, to just speak life and speak against it, Lord Jesus. Touch him right now. Heavenly Father, I pray for his health right now. You keep him covered in your blood. Keep him covered in your mercy. Touch his wife, Heavenly Father, that she be the virtuous woman that she needs to be, Heavenly Father, to him. That she be the covering that she needs to be over him, Heavenly Father. That she be in all submission to him, Lord Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, help him to take his place in your kingdom, Heavenly Father. Help him to do away with everything that is not of you, Lord Jesus. Help him to end friendships that are not conducive to his faith, Lord Jesus. Help him to end friendships. And Heavenly Father, help him to stay completely out of his mind for you, Lord Jesus. Help him to stay completely out of his mind and not lean to his own understanding. Oh, Heavenly Father, bless him with the willpower to incline his ears to you and hear you when you speak. through various people that you're going to send in his life. And he says yes to you, Heavenly Father, and no to the vanity of the world, Heavenly Father, that he never allows money to override you, Lord Jesus, that he always goes through faith, Heavenly Father, and wait for your blessings in abundance. Wait for your mansions that you have for him, Lord Jesus. Help him to just stay on the path. He's going, Lord Jesus, and the devil is putting all kind of stumbling blocks in his way. Oh, Heavenly Father, give him the victory in you. Help him to rest in you, Lord Jesus. Give him the peace in you, Lord Jesus, and the understanding of you that surpasses anything. Oh, Heavenly Father, give him faith. Help strengthen his faith, Lord Jesus, that he may see your glory. Help him to just believe first, Heavenly Father, and that he may see your glory. Lord, I thank you so much for this call. Lord, I thank you so much for each and every caller, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you so much for this opportunity for you to flow through me, Lord Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, let your people hear you, Lord Jesus, and none of me. Oh, Heavenly Father, help us to just die to ourselves that we may come alive in you, Lord Jesus. So help Rick as he walks in your spirit, Lord Jesus, and not in his flesh. Oh, Heavenly Father, that he may stay away from the envy, the lying, the backbiting. Oh, Heavenly Father, the gossip and confusion. Remove all the contention from his heart, Lord Jesus. Remove every evil thing that is not of you out of his life. Oh, Heavenly Father, and give him the power and the willpower, the wisdom, your wisdom, to not go after it, to just let you be God and let you move. Oh, Heavenly Father, he asks. So help him to receive the answers that you give him and just accept right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, you're telling me he needs acceptance right now. Heavenly Father, he needs understanding. Oh, he's seeking, Heavenly Father. He has a big decision that he needs to make, and he needs your direction. Oh, Heavenly Father, speak to his spirit as you have spoken to mine, and, Lord, let him just trust you that you are moving, Lord Jesus, and that he not put his hand on what you have, because what you have for him is for him. If he just believes and follow you, Lord Jesus. Oh, these are the prayers and the blessings that I ask, Lord Jesus, that I decree. Lord, I bind and I cancel any hindering spirit that is over his life, over his family, over his finances. As he travels, keep him covered. Oh, and encamp your angels around him, Lord Jesus. I bind any distractions in Jesus' name, and I release your anointing over him, Lord Jesus, that he may function where you have him to function, under you, Lord Jesus, under you. Oh, let him know he's more than a conqueror. In you, and help them to be glorified with you, Lord Jesus, as we glorify you even now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're moving even now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Gracious and eternal Father, I come to this hour, dear Lord, just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over us and keeping us and bringing us to this appointed time and this appointed place. And you, Lord God, thank you for just your protection powers, oh, Father God, and how you watched over us from the previous day up until now. Now, God, before we go any further, I just ask that you forgive me of any sins that I may have committed on this day, anything that I've done, Lord God, that was knowingly and unknowingly not pleasing within your sight. I ask for forgiveness. Father God, we come to you at this hour on behalf of our brother in Christ, oh, Lord God. And Lord, I'm convinced that I don't need to come to you and just to remind you of your promises to him, because I know that your promises are true and he knows your promises, Father God. I'm just coming to confirm and just to affirm that which he knows, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing him with someone, oh, Father God, who knows you and knows exactly what to do, his fiancée, Father God, the one that told him whom to place his trust in, Lord God. You brought her to him, oh, Father God, and she truly is a helpmeet. Father God, we pray that you continue to bless the works of his hands, oh, Father God, everything that he puts his hand to, oh, Lord God, as he continues to seek after you, as he moves closer and closer to you, Father God. You already promised that you will withhold no good things from those that walk uprightly, Lord God. So as he continues in that process, Lord God, just continue to move by your spirit and allow your favor, the favor of God, to be upon everything that he touches, oh, Lord God. That whatever he does, wherever he goes, it shall prosper in that thing which you have sent it in purpose for it to do. Lord God, we believe by faith that that's all going to come to pass. Lord God, it has already come to pass in the spiritual realm, and we're going to walk in the manifestation of that revelation, Father God, in the natural, just believing by faith and walking by faith and not by sight. Lord God, we thank you for the ministry that he has with the radio station, Lord God, and an opportunity, a vehicle, a vessel that allows your message and words to come forth, oh Father God, so that those that may be hurting or in need, oh Father God, can receive just what they need from the Lord at the time that they need it. And we thank you for the labor of love that it takes to present this, oh Lord God. You've already demonstrated that you have your hands upon him, oh Father God, that he's one that you've chosen to do a work for you, oh Father God. And I know that you're faithful and you're just to complete that good work that you've already begun in him, and you're going to do it all the way to the end of the completion. So we're just going to acquiesce to all things, Father God, that we know have already been revealed unto him, and we're just going to just say, yes, Lord, to your will, yes, Lord, to your way, believing by faith that everything that you've promised is already accomplished and shall be manifested in his life. In the precious name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You just receive that. Amen. Praise God. That's right. We just confirmation. Praise God.
I really want to thank God for that. It really brought me up to spirit.
Amen.
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 And I also want to give Rachel a shout out. She became a new member of the GQ College family, and she does so much. You know, and we went a long way with her as well. You know, she does a lot. You know.
Praise God.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for everything you do. And we're going to take it a bit further now.
All right now.
All right. I thank God so much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
As we come to the close of the show tonight, I just want to thank both of you for calling in and both of you for showing support to GQ College Radio. I was supposed to have a special guest on tonight, which ended up being both of you.
Praise the Lord.
I'm truly thankful and I'm truly honored to have both of you on. I'm going to have to say, due to uncontrollable circumstances, that he wasn't able to be with us tonight. But, you know, the man above was here, you know, and with the grace of God, he allowed both of you to be here, you know, to share and to give the anointing to the callers and to give all the words of encouragement and just to help continue, you know, building a vessel for GQ Palace.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to, you know, thank both of you again for coming on. And, you know, we are here every Sunday from 7 to 9. And whenever you want to call in, whenever you want to come on, please do. And I do have this song, Marvin Sapp, Praise Him in Advance for Rich Money.
Amen.
I do want to say congratulations to Rich Money once again. It's been a long, long struggle. But with the grace of God, you know, I'm a prayer warrior. I pray for everything.
All right.
You know, everything I pray for, I just sit and I pray. I've been meditating a lot more than I've ever had to do before.
Mm-hmm.
And just the feeling of being able to meditate and being able to have my relationship that I have with God is a blessing by itself. You know, and I thank God for just, you know, giving you the strength, the wisdom, and the courage that I need to continue on a day-to-day basis, because everybody has their struggle. Everybody's dealing with life in different ways. But with the grace of God, you know, I'm able to be strong and be able to continue on. And, you know, with my mom being sick and everything, it's a long journey. You know, it's a long journey, but I'm prepared for the journey. I believe that God has given me everything that I need to help prepare me for this.
That's right.
You know,
amen.
With his
amen.
Prayers and with his blessings and just with him just anointing me, you know, 24/7, 7 days a week, I'm blessed, you know, and I'm
amen.
Blessed. You know, I'm blessed and I'm thankful, you know, for GQ Palace for allowing me to have Spiritual Sunday. That was a blessing by itself. You know, I just believe that God just said to me, you're going to do this show, you know, and you're going to do it the way I have it in store for you to do it. That's how it's going to be done, you know.
Amen.
Even with the bumps that, you know, that was presented to us, you know, we were able to overcome it, you know, and Minister Sanders, you're my faithful caller. You call in every Sunday, and
yes.
I just want to say thank you so much. You know, you are uplifting spirit to me, and we formed a bond and a connection that who would have thought just by me looking at your picture and reading your wall was able to have such a beautiful connection, you know, like the bond is just,
yes.
It's one of those things that's just unbreakable, and I look to, you know, I look to you for guidance, I look to you for support, and every time I can say when I pick up my phone and I see something, I'm just like, amen, thank you, thank you, thank you, no,
amen.
And it's a wonderful feeling, so I just, you know, I'm long-winded myself, but I just want to say, you know, I am, you know. I'm quiet for the most part, but I'm very long-winded. But I just want to say thank you guys once again for joining us, you know, not just because it's Spiritual Sunday, but just because it's the format of it and the anointing that the show can bring and the anointing that it has bring and that it will continue to bring. It's a blessing, and I'm happy that both of you are a part of it.
So, amen.
And that being said, do you guys have anything that you want to say in closing?
Well, I just want to say praise the Lord, and I thank you for the opportunity that God has made available through GQ Palace and for your diligence and for your faithfulness. And God is just once again letting us know that all we have to do is just be faithful over a few things, just a few things, and don't faint. Don't get faint or get weary in our well-doing. And before long, before we realize it, we're going to reap what we sow, and we're going to rise up like wings on eagles, and we're going to fly, and we're going to soar in Him. And this is such a blessing, and I just thank God that, you know, this vehicle is available, and I do know that it is definitely within the will of God because it is aiding His people.
That's right. Amen. Praise God. I just thank God for you. I thank God for each person who said yes to make this be, you know, congratulations, happy anniversary on the 1 year. Thank God for Rick Money, you know, saying yes to the Lord and just making this be, and you, Lavina, saying yes to the Lord and making this be. And you're right, it was nothing but the Lord that sent you to my page. And just by you saying yes, look at the chain that's going on. I thank God for Minister Arthur. I'll never forget that first night I was a special guest on here and the way we were flowing back and forth, you know, and we're constantly, it's a good connection that I made, and the way he pours into me, I truly thank God for each and every good blessing. See, if I was just seeking God, like the man of God just said, we just seek him, all these things will be added to us. So I thank God for you, Lavinia. You're definitely my sister from another mister because you long-winded like me. She is silent. I tell you, she truly embodies what God says we're supposed to embody. We be as mighty as a lion, but as gentle as a dove. She's so humble and quiet, but when she speaks, she just flows. And that's the glory right there. So I thank God for it, and I pray that it just keeps going. And as long as we keep saying yes to the Lord, we just watch what happens. I mean, just watch what happens. The Lord is going to bless this call tremendously. I'm just going to speak into existence another spiritual day of the week. I don't know what day that's going to be, but the Lord, just, the more we put God in it, the more we're going to get out of it, the more we keep God in it. The Lord has just led me to pray for Rick Money just to separate himself, and I don't know him personally other than just this, but the Lord just revealed he got to separate himself from some things that's going on. So whatever those things are, I pray you receive that in Jesus' name. Just separate yourself from some things because God is taking you places, and it's going to be major, but you got to do the work. You got to separate yourself from some things, and it's going to be a sacrifice. So as long as you do that, you will reap the harvest. So I thank God that you have a virtuous woman of God that you're about to marry because you're going to need that. You're going to need that. So I praise God. Praise God for you all, and I'm going to shut down. I know it's about time to go, but thank you so much for allowing me to speak, and I love you all. Yeah, I'm long with it, too. Oh, hush. I'm long with it. I love you all.
Thank you, God.
I love you.
Thank you so much, and we're going to the closing song will be in dedication, you know, to Rich Money. It's Praise Him in Advance by Marvin Sapp. Thank you, guys.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I've had my share. and downs, times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. Times and mercy.
Praise him when things are going wrong.